RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales. Thanks for joining me this week. We'll hear from The Creaking Door this time, a series that aired over Springbok Radio in South Africa. There seems to be some question as to when the series ran. Most of the surviving episodes come from the 1964 to 65 run. We'll hear one of those today from May 4th, 1964. Here's I See Ghosts from The Creaking Door.
About this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The Creaking Door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The creaking door is open. So do come in. You're welcome if you can stand the cold. Hundreds of friends are simply dying to come here.
Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Young man. Just the sort of person you'd like to invite for a weekend at home. If only the nasty, suspicious police weren't convinced that he's a murderer.
Go through it again, Logan. There's nothing to add. Nothing.
Who cares? You got time. I'm paid by the police department, so I got time. Let's hear it again.
Lieutenant, I don't want to...
Go through it again, baby. You might even convince me. How'd you like that?
But I know so little. I woke up in this girl's apartment.
Hold it, Logan. How'd you get to the apartment?
I told you. I don't know. It's all a blank.
I wonder if a grand jury will believe you. Go on.
Well, I woke up in this apartment. It was a nicely furnished place. I'd been sleeping in a chair.
Been there before?
Never. I swear it.
You don't know how you got there. You've never been there before, but you were sleeping in a chair and Miss Hollister...
Is that her name?
You wouldn't know, would you? You only killed her.
Oh, that's a lie.
Okay. Tell it nicely.
I walked through the apartment and... well, I found her. She was lying on the bed.
Well, when the doctor got there, she was on the floor.
I explained. You know I explained that.
Well, you know better than to move a dead body.
I didn't know she was dead, I tell you, but... She was lying there as if she was sleeping.
And you've never seen her before, never been there before, and this doll is strangled while you're sleeping in a chair. She's wearing a nightdress, and she was strangled, Logan, strangled.
And her name is Hollister?
Marion Hollister, as if you didn't know. A rich girl with rich parents, and they have enough pull at City Hall to put you away for life, just for being there. Want to change your story?
I can't change it. That's the way it happened.
What do you remember immediately before you found yourself in this apartment?
The last I remember is getting off a subway train at City Central.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking up the escalator and... there was a girl.
Oh, there was a girl, was there? You missed that bit out. Where was she?
She seemed to be sick. She was leaning against the wall of the station just beyond the escalator and... I think I stopped and asked her if I could help.
And you remember nothing more?
No, not a thing.
This is a highly likely story. Let me tell you, Logan, amnesia has been put forward as a defense in a score of murder cases in this city. It has succeeded twice. Both times with girls so pretty that they'd have got away with it if they'd been caught with a smoking gun in one hand.
I can't help it. I'm telling you the truth.
Okay. I'm going to put you back in the cell. Maybe you can remember a little more. Officer, take this man away. Chief, I hate to say this at my time of life, but I have a sneaking feeling this guy, Harry Logan, is telling the truth from the Hollister case.
He just happened to get in this apartment where she was killed, and he can't remember a thing.
He says he saw a girl in the subway. She was sick, or so he thinks.
Oh, so he thinks.
Yeah.
Well, how did he get to the apartment? How did he get in?
Oh, we don't know yet. But there's something we do know. Logan's hands don't fit the prints on the Hollister girl's neck. She was strangled by a much larger man.
I tell you what, Carly.
Hmm?
If you can't tie this guy Logan in with a kill, let him run for a while and we can find out how he goes. Have him followed. None of it makes sense, none of it. How did he get into that apartment?
Well, maybe, Chief, if we follow him long enough, we'll find out.
Have you asked him to identify the body?
No, but we'll do that before we turn him loose. Maybe we can learn something from his reaction.
And here, Logan. Is this the morgue?
That's not the art museum.
Over here. Now, did you ever see her before?
Horrible.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. I asked her if you'd ever seen her before.
No, never. Not to my knowledge.
Sure?
Sure as I can be. Lieutenant Carly, this is like a nightmare.
Okay, son, come upstairs to my office. I want to show you pictures of how she was when she was still alive. Recognize her?
No, I'm sorry to say I don't.
Was she the woman in the subway?
I don't know. You know how it is there, all docks and lights. I just don't know.
No, don't worry then. Maybe we'll discover something. You're in the clear, son. Just go on your way.
What? Why, thanks. I don't understand what happened. I don't understand at all. It's a mystery to me.
Yeah, me too, son. Maybe one of those cases nobody can ever explain. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Coming up, buddy.
Thanks. Send it over to the table there.
Hello?
Beat it, sister.
I only wanted to thank you for what you did for me that night in the subway.
In the subway?
Yeah. I fainted and you helped me.
Who are you?
My name doesn't matter.
Sit down. Have a drink.
Not now, thank you.
The hat's hiding your face. I don't recognize you.
I'll take it off. Hey, is that better?
But you're Marion Hollister.
Why not?
Why not?
You're a sandwich. 80 cents.
The girl here. Where did you go?
What girl? I don't see no girl, mister.
Lieutenant Carly, I know you think I'm crazy, but this is on the level. I saw her. I spoke to her.
Marion Hollister is being buried today.
How did you identify her?
Her father made the identification, but we checked her fingerprints. They're on record. She knocked a guy over with her car 3 years back, got away with a rap, although I think she should have gone to jail. Now, just take it easy, son.
But what happened then?
Why, you've been under a bad strain, boy. Been in jail, accused of murder. Well, you got a dream or a hallucination or something, that's all.
Well, somebody was impersonating her. She was exactly like her photograph.
Just take it easy, son. Where was this bar you were at?
Murphy's on the corner of Main and 60th.
Oh, I can't see a girl like Marion Hollister going in a place like that. Now, we're busy on the case. I'll talk to the bartender later. Just you go home and relax.
But it was her. I tell you, it was her. And if you aren't going to do anything about it, then I will.
Hey, you.
Yes, sir.
Bottle over the shield.
Okay, have a drink on the house. Beer?
Another cheap cup.
Scotch, then?
I don't want a drink.
What is this, mister? Hold up. Oh, I get it. I pay you or you raid the place. Yeah, well, business is lousy. The most I could go is $50.
Look, I want information. A guy named Logan was in here the other night.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you know his name's Logan?
Wait, one of the reporters told me. One of the newsmen.
You served him a beer at his table. There was a dame with him.
I never saw a dame.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Get your jacket, Buster. I'm taking you in.
Say, what is it?
Just for questioning. Are you coming quietly or in two pieces?
Oh, I'll come quiet. Cops. You can't win with cops.
That's me, son.
You're the crime editor of the Banner?
Yeah. I know your face. You're the guy that was picked up as a suspect in the Hollister case. Then you're released. I'm sorry. You're yesterday's dude.
I want to know something about Marion Hollister. What kind of a woman she was.
Yeah. Come in my office. Take a seat. Got anything to tell me we don't know?
What kind of person was she, the Hollister girl?
Well, between you and me, strictly a hot rod. A poor little rich girl.
Could you be more specific?
Oh, I'd lose my job. Her dad owns half this city and half this newspaper. Now, look. She lived for the kicks, drink or drugs or anything else. It was all the same to sweet little Marion.
She didn't look that kind of girl.
Oh, so you did see her?
Only her picture.
She was arrested once for driving stinking drunk, and she killed a guy. Her old man even sprung her on that one. She had a sweet face, no heart.
Was there anywhere specific that she used to frequent?
Fellini's gambling club on the east side. Duke Fellini was said to be her special boyfriend, but don't quote me. Say, what is this anyway?
Well, it's only that I saw her ghost. I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Fellini live?
How should I know?
I'm a friend of his.
Who cares?
How much?
$50.
Spring a 10 spot.
Hand it over.
There. Now talk.
13 Wilshire Chamberlain. That's an unlucky number.
Lieutenant Carley. Hello, Carley? I'm in the apartment of Carlo Fellini at 13 Wilshire Chambers. Come over quick. Fellini's dead.
Okay, but in future you don't play cops and robbers, Logan. That's my job.
How did he die?
Shot about 3 days back. Know the guy?
Of course not.
You don't know anybody, do you?
No. No, I don't know anybody.
That beats me. No kidding. Oh, police have identified her by a print. You say you saw her. Or her ghost.
And now they find Fellini dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go down to the library. Check everything we've got on this barrel. This is the driving case, just like I said. Oh, here's an item, though.
Have you found something?
That's probably nothing. It's just an item about her personal maid being arrested for possessing drugs. Released in the custody of Miss Hollister. And there's a note to say the maid appeared in court in a mink coat and crocodile shoes.
Suppose the maid is posing as her. Now she's dead.
Why should she do that?
Well, how do I know? Have you got the maid's home address?
Oh, for you, anything. Here it is. Seven Links Boulevard. That's on Karnowski in the Sticks.
Oh, thanks.
Her name is Ellis, Mary Ellis. Well, thanks for the Fellini story. Let's know if you come across anything.
Right. I owe you that much. Perhaps you've laid a ghost for me. I want to discover the whereabouts of Miss Mary Ellis. I understand she is about to inherit some money under Miss Hollister's will.
I don't like him, me. Marion wouldn't have left Mary a red cent. Mary was fired long since. What is it, Seth?
No, not that. Is Mary Ellis here?
Yeah, look him at her. Come in.
Thanks.
Now then, what is it?
You look rather like Marion Hollister, don't you?
I bet.
Where's the mink coat?
Gone to the pawn shop. What's it to you?
Mary, who killed Carlo Fellini?
Oh, is that rat dead? Good riddance.
I think Mary Hollister killed him, don't you? Then she was killed herself by one of Fellini's gangsters. And you've been impersonating her for some reason. Now, why?
Oh, go fry an egg.
Would you rather tell me or the police?
What's the diff? I don't know a thing about it. I got nothing to hide.
I'm going home now. If you want me, my telephone number is Chenal 337. Make a note of it.
I'll write it on the Hudson River and forget it.
That might be your hard luck. I live at the Harvey Hotel, room 61. That's in Mesa.
I don't care if it's in the Bronx.
Someday you may just care. Someday you may wake up dead, the way Mary Hollister did. Now you just think about it.
I'll give you 2 seconds consideration. Now beat it.
Thanks. For nothing.
You can see yourself out, but don't scratch the woodwork.
Logan here, room 61.
This is Marion Hollister, Mr. Logan.
I don't know what the game is, honey, but Marion Hollister is dead. And I don't believe in ghosts.
Don't you, honey? Perhaps you should.
Whoever you are, what do you want?
To talk to you. Come over to the apartment. Where you found her.
Sure. Sure. And I'll bring the police with me.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, darling, if I were you.
Why not?
Because they wouldn't find anything there. Are you coming?
Oh, okay. I'll be along.
I'll leave the door to the latch.
I'll be seeing you. Police, give me Lieutenant Carly. Hello, Carly. I just wanted to tell you that I've got a date with a dead woman.
Nice floor, mister.
Thanks. Anybody there? Where are you, Marion? Where are you?
I'm here, darling.
Where?
There I was before.
No.
Don't you like me?
The same black negligee, the bruises?
Darling, I want you to forget me. Please. I can't rest while this goes on. Please let me sleep in peace.
Come on, boy. Come on.
Where's the light switch? Huh?
Oh, here.
She was here.
Huh?
I tell you, she was here. Just like it was that night. She was here and she was dead.
Look, I don't know what this is all about, but I'm going to find out. Sergeant Wells.
Yes, sir.
Search this place. Find out how that one escaped.
I'll take you.
Logan, if this is all a figment of your imagination, there'll be trouble. I'm warning you.
I don't know anymore. I just don't know. Maybe I'm going mad.
Well, go back to your hotel, Logan. Keep off the streets. You may be in danger.
I'm in danger. What's going out of my mind? Hey, what is this? What are you doing here?
Don't you like me? Even a little?
You're real. You want a ghost?
No. I'm not a ghost, Logan. I'm Marion Hollister.
Well, that's impossible, and you know it.
I was Mary Ellis, too. See yourself out and don't scratch the paintwork.
But the Hollister girl's fingerprints were checked.
Oh, surely. But you see, I was on a drunken driving charge. My maid looks a lot like I do. That's why I told her she could always give me an alibi. Well, I paid her well.
to stand in for me. It was her fingerprints they took, not mine.
Then the real Mary Ellis was the dead girl in your apartment.
That's right. My money comes from my dad. When I went to Fellini's place, Mary ain't around with me. I'd been forbidden to visit Fellini. Poor Carlo. I killed him. I killed him with this gun.
Put that thing away.
I shot Carlo because he was through with me. All he ever wanted was money and more money. He called me names that night. Carlo has a brother. Carlo's brother had big hands. Poor Mary Ellis. She did look like me.
Give yourself up. If you explain it...
No, it won't help now. I was going home by subway and I suddenly felt fainter. After all, I'd just shot Carlo. You wanted to help me and that was all. But I couldn't let you give evidence later that you'd seen me. That would have placed me too near the Fellini's place.
What happened to me?
I asked you to take me home. Then I rang a certain doctor I know. He just hypnotized you, that's all. Told you to forget and sleep. Logan, if I'd have gone into my bedroom, I'd have seen Mary Ellis. Dead. I didn't. Not till later. Then I couldn't move you, and I had to leave you there.
And now?
I tried to make you think I was my own ghost and shake you off the trail. I made up as Mary Ellis in case the police went to question her. They didn't. You turned up. But you didn't really believe in ghosts, did you?
I began to, at the end. How did you get out of the bedroom?
Oh, I just slipped past the police in the dark. Well, I decided to shoot myself, but the game isn't played out yet. It might be easier to shoot you.
You're only making it harder for yourself. You know that. I don't think there's too much to you for shooting a rat like Fellini.
Sorry, Logan. You were good to me. You liked me, Eden. But I'm rotten than I always was, and I'm going to do the selfish thing to the end.
Put it down!
Yeah, put it down, Miss Hollis. There you see, Logan's been close to her ever since we let him out of jail.
Well, here goes nothing.
Barbara, you... Go!
Rat. You stopped me doing the only decent thing I ever tried in my whole life. I hate you. I hate everybody.
It'll pass, Marion. Everything does. Things can get better for you. Believe me.
Dear me. What sort of a world is it when you can't even trust a ghost? It isn't the sort of thing we'd stand for behind the creaking door.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door? Of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present The Creaking Door.
That's our strange tale for this week. You can find more from The Creaking Door, more strange tales, and everything Relic Radio at relicradio.com. If you enjoy this and all the shows, please donate. Your support keeps all of this going. Thank you very much to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales. Strange Tales is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.